and for the tri-border area. For today, partly cloudy. High in the mid 70s. Southwest wind 5 to 15 miles an hour, shifting to the northwest late. For tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance for thunderstorms. Low in the mid 40s. Wind becoming south 5 to 15 miles an hour. For Sunday, partly cloudy. A 30% chance for thunderstorms. High 75 to 80. Southwest wind 10 to 20 miles an hour, shifting to the southeast late. And for Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance for thunderstorms. Low in the middle 40s. And the extended forecast for Memorial Day through Friday. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows 45 to 55. Highs in the 70s. The outlook for June 2nd through June 8th calls for above normal temperatures and above normal precipitation. Normal highs are in the upper 70s, normal lows are in the lower 50s, and normal rainfall for the period is between 1/2 and 3/4 of an inch. Here are the latest observations for the tri-state area. At Yuma, the temperature was 73 degrees, the dew point 39, and the relative humidity was 29%. The wind was north at 13 miles an hour. At Idalia, the temperature was 71, the dew point was 41, and the relative humidity 33%. The wind was north at 8 miles an hour. At St. Francis, it was 72. The dew point 54, and the relative humidity was 53%. The wind was calm. Across the rest of the region, at Burlington, it was mostly sunny. It was 79 degrees. At Holyoke, it was 70. At Imperial, it was mostly sunny. Visibility 10 miles. Wind was variable, at 5 miles an hour. And the pressure was 29.95 inches, and falling. At Goodland it was cloudy. It was 75. Across eastern Colorado, it was mostly sunny, and temperatures were between 71 and 74 degrees. Across southwest Nebraska, at Sydney, it was partly sunny. It was 67. The temperature at McCook was 76. The temperature at North Platte was 70. Once again at Yuma, the temperature was 73. Here is the hazardous weather outlook for northwest Kansas, southwest Nebraska, and eastern Colorado. Spotter activation is not anticipated this afternoon or this evening. However, spotter activation will be required on Sunday. Thunderstorms will develop this afternoon and move east off of the front range of the Rockies. As these thunderstorms move east into the plains, they will move into increasingly stable air. One or two of these storms may persist into Kit Carson and Cheyenne counties of Colorado, and Greeley and Wichita counties of Kansas. However, these storms will weaken below severe levels before they enter these counties. On Sunday, much more unstable air will push into eastern Colorado and northwest Kansas. This instability, combined with the highly sheared wind environment, will result in severe thunderstorm development. The greatest threat from the storms on Sunday will be large hail, damaging winds, and even one or more tornadoes. An area of low pressure will develop over the front range of the Rocky Mountains today, and remain there until Sunday. A few thunderstorms are possible late this afternoon and evening, mainly across eastern Colorado and extreme western Kansas. As the low strengthens on Sunday, thunderstorms will increase and become more widespread over the high plains. Temperatures will warm through the weekend, with light and variable winds. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station WWF 77. Broadcasting from the National Weather Service in Goodland, we broadcast continuously on a frequency of 162.525 MHz with tower facilities located near Bethune, Colorado.